The rows of green tobacco stretch to the horizon under a clear blue Kentucky sky. It's midday and it's hot, around 90 degrees. Juan Ragosa steps down from the tractor to talk with interpreter Myra Duncan from the Logan County Migrant Education Program. Duncan asks the 49-year-old Ragosa how long he's been working on this farm.
¿Cuánto tiempo lleva viniendo acá a trabajar?
Tengo 21 temporadas.
21 seasons.
Why do you keep coming back?
¿Por qué sigue viniendo para trabajar acá?
Pues porque pues he trabajado a gusto con él.
He said he's very pleasant to work with Phil.
Phil Holiday. I live in South Logan, close to Olmsted, Kentucky, and I raise 77 acres tobacco.
Holiday has been farming for 40 years on these acres in Logan County, about 15 miles north of the Tennessee border. He says he used to hire local people to work on his tobacco farm.
Guys I grew up with, went to school with, then as they got older, started getting the H-2A workers.
Holiday is one of 841 Kentucky farmers who requested workers under this temporary visa for the 2017 crop year.
Not any Americans want to work in a tobacco patch. The H-2A workers do all the tobacco work pretty much for the most part, unless it's family.
Is it difficult? Is that why?
No, not really. It's just hot and dirty.
Holiday has 16 H-2A workers this year. Juan Ragosa is here with his son and two nephews. Another worker has also been coming for 21 years. Phil's wife, Jan Holiday, says the farm family and the H-2A workers develop a relationship.
The guys that have been coming for 21 years, we've certainly gotten to know and trust them. Juan used to put Joe on this, put our son on the school bus in the mornings because as a teacher, I had to leave early. So, you know, we definitely have developed a relationship and, you know, admire and respect these guys who come and work so hard to take care of their families.
This is the eighth year Edgar Sanchez is working on the Holiday Farm. Sanchez is 30 years old, married with four children. He tells Myra Duncan he's grateful for 7 months of steady work in Kentucky because he earns more than he can earn in Mexico.
Sí, no son trabajos fijos, son puede ser en el campo también, la caña de azúcar, en los árboles de aguacate y varéate el trabajo.
He work over there, but it's temporary job, so it can be picking avocados, sugar cane.
The H-2A workers are paid a minimum of $10.92 an hour and provided with housing and transportation. Jeff Gatewood is coordinator of the H-2A program in Kentucky and says the farmer initiates the process.
They have to attempt to try to find U.S. workers before they get approved to go through the immigration process to bring in foreign workers with visas. They're required to advertise in three different states.
Those three states are Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the state is increasingly using the H-2A program, and that follows the national trend.
The number of H-2A visas have doubled in the past 5 years in the United States.
Kentucky has about 7,500 H-2A workers this year. That's up from 4,800 5 years ago. Commissioner Quarles says there's one obvious fix he'd like to see to streamline the H-2A program.
An option for multi-year contracts. A lot of farmers use the same core groups of individuals year after year. It adds stability to their farming operation and predictability.
Multi-year contracts would simplify the process for farmers like Phil Holiday, who has been depending on some of his H-2A workers for 21 years and who has a relationship with these temporary workers that continues across generations. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.